Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. We're so excited that you're with us. Each and every week, we're going to open up God's Word. We're going to have some discussion around what it means to live an intentional life. So let's listen in as we try to get real together.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. My name is Brandon Ginden. I am the senior pastor at Real Life Ministries Texas. And on the podcast, I am here with my good friend, Lori Arnold.
Hey friends.
And we welcome everybody today. Questions that God asks man. It's an interesting concept. We have been in this series looking at different questions that God poses to mankind. And on each of these last couple of podcasts, we've been looking at this principle because what's interesting, Lori, is that God asks a question and he is God and he knows the answer to it. Yeah. And so why does he ask these questions? And what's interesting when we look at it is, I think, the relational principles that it reveals between us and God. And so over the last couple of weeks, we've looked at a question. For example, the first one is, where are you? The first question that God poses to mankind. And God knew where Adam and Eve were at. It's like they weren't like playing some game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
God knew, but he was revealing to them and to all, really to all of mankind, what sin had created, this separation and this relationship issue between us and God. And then we looked at the famous story of Elijah in the cave up on the mountain with God and him being there and God asking him, you know, what are you doing here? And we looked at that and about our purpose and purpose in life. And so if you missed either of those two podcasts, I really would encourage you to go back and listen to those and hope that you'd find those encouraging. Well, today we're going to tackle the next question. And this question we're going to look at today is one that God poses to the prophet Isaiah. And that question is, whom shall I send? Lori, we had a lively pre-discussion around this topic before we hit the record button. And let's actually talk about it button. And because this whom shall I send, it sounds really noble, yeah. I think, of God, of us looking at and going, you know, the Lord in the Old Testament does look for people that are, you know, it says that his eyes will search and that he looks for those that are righteous or those that are for him or want to follow him. And so he comes to Isaiah and when Israel is in a really ugly place and he's looking for somebody that will go and represent him. And Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6, we find the beautiful words where Isaiah responds and says, here I am, send me, I'll go. And it sounds great.
So easy.
So easy. And so exciting to go. And then we start in that little journey of God sending us to go do something and it gets hard. Mm-hmm. And we start to question, Lord, are you sure it was us?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was me? Maybe I want to put my hand down.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Lori, we're going to talk about that today in this issue of whom shall I send? And I know that for people out there today that have stepped up to maybe do something God asked them to do.
Yeah.
Or they stepped in and said, well, I know that God wants me to do this, but boy, it's confusing or strange or hard and difficult, or they thought others would go with them and they didn't, and they found themselves alone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to kind of kick it over to you with this question. When you hear it, whom shall I send? What does this bring up for you?
It brings up a lot of things. I actually just got a image of sitting in the classroom when I was a little girl and the teacher, you know, asking a question in math or whatever class it may be. I was never, ever, have never been the child that's like, oh, me, pick me. You know, my hand never goes up first. I never want to give the answer because what happens in my brain is, but what if I'm wrong? Even if I know that I'm like pretty sure I know the answer, I've just never been that person.
Well, that's surprising me because you're like super outgoing, like clap, jump up and down. And so that's interesting.
Yeah. And I think because I'm so chatty and I like people so much that people don't realize how much I'm processing on the inside a lot of times.
Okay.
And so it's a struggle because I'm also aware of that. I'm also the way, you know, aware of the way, and we've talked about this before, you know, this is what I'm talking about. Like, okay, so what we were talking about before we hit the record button was this feels like therapy sometimes because I feel like I'm just airing all my stuff for everybody to hear, and not just for everyone to hear, but I'm hearing myself say things. And we're at this point that I'm like, we talk about this a lot and we really don't. I'm looking at all the topics, but for me, this one particularly is one that comes up that has been a struggle for me, like my whole life, my whole life. You know, like that's a lot. It's not just a season, you know, and whom shall I send? Like I said, I'm not, I'll use the word eager. I'm typically not eager, you know, to go. And I want to be that way. I want to, he didn't hesitate when God said, whom shall I send? He said, here I am, pick me, right. You know, and I want to be like that, but that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in my brain right now.
Okay. So in our session here, Lori, you you wrestle with it because I'm stepping out and not being eager to step out and do that because of some fears.
Oh yeah.
Of what that could mean, maybe a fear of what it affects other people or being wrong or that there's fear behind it. And I think what's interesting about this question is why the Lord asks it. He says in this passage, that who will go and represent us?
Yeah.
It's a really neat reference to the Trinity, right? That who's going to go be our representative. Mm-hmm. And so when the Lord says, whom shall I send? He's going to send you to go represent him somewhere.
Right.
Now, when I read it that way, I'm like, yikes, that is kind of scary. Like,
yeah, I don't want to mess up.
Right. And so I'm like kind of a little bit the opposite of you in that, like, I'm usually pretty eager to go.
Yeah.
And I like being out front and leading and kind of plowing ahead.
Yeah.
But on the part for me is just now enough time in ministry, 24 years of doing this and really trying to live out the mission of Christ and be a disciple maker and accomplish the Great Commission, is it's come with some bumps and bruises along the way.
Yeah,
really painful things. And so when I hear this, and I read it again this morning, and I thought, whom shall I send? You know, I kind of had a tough morning and I want to put my hand down. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, maybe pick somebody else this time to go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, put that question back kind of to you, thinking, what if for you, you said, I don't want to mess up, but that has been, I'm kind of fearful, but what has helped you? Cause you push through it.
Oh yeah.
So what's helped you do that and put your hand kind of, okay, I'll put my hand back up and go.
Yeah.
What's helped you do that?
Well, I have to, and I've said this too, you know, it's my relationship with the Father. Like, as long as I am I'm walking with him, I am aware of his presence in my life. I have to be aware. If I'm not, then of course I'm going to feel like I can't do anything, because I can't. I can't without him.
Right.
You know, so I have to remind myself of truth, which I find in his word, that he is with me, that he is present, that he wants this for me, that he wants a relationship with me, that he wants me to represent him well, you know, all of those things. And I cannot do that in my own strength.
Yes.
So that's what I push through, because I know that every single time he has called me to do something, like, he knows what's best for me. He knows better, period.
Right.
So I might not understand the whole thing. There's so much that goes on when you, even the word fear, I'm like, there's a lot there. And we've talked about that before too.
Yeah.
You know, the fear of the unknown, because we don't even know what that means all the time. Like when he says, yeah, go. Like, well, where am I going? Can I get a little more information?
Right.
You know, and we don't always have all the information. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, you know, but really trusting the Lord. And that comes from spending time with him and knowing him.
Yeah.
Because you can't trust somebody that you're not spending time with, that you don't have a real relationship with.
Sure. And I would add that trust is built also from a history.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Of walking in that. Multiple different occasions, he was trustworthy then. And it's kind of like, you're faithful in the little things. Mm-hmm. And so it keeps and continuing to grow.
Right.
And I think a part of this, because we can read the story of Isaiah, mm-hmm. and he had, I don't know if it was the benefit of it, but I mean, like he like saw angels. Like I that I know of, I haven't seen, you know, these incredible, miraculous things. And so we can almost kind of dismiss the story, but I think we need to take it down to go, but we also have things in ways that Isaiah didn't have, like in mm-hmm. the new covenant, we have the Holy Spirit living within right. us. You know, one of the things we talk about here in the church is we kind of live in some of the greatest historical manifestations of God ever, like in human history. We have his word that's all around us. You know, we can go get it. It's easy to access. Mm-hmm. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the church. We have all these amazing things. And so then the Lord says, now you go and make disciples, go on this mission, go represent me, go be my ambassador, all those things from the Lord. And that principle of him looking, whom shall I send? Who is going to go and be a great commissioning person for me?
Yeah.
And we're not living in the situations of the Old Testament, but today I think we can look at it and go, it is a bit miraculous of what we have accessible to us. So to get really practical with it, I think about folks today, and I'm sure there's people that are listening that have raised their hand and said, send me, Lord. Mm-hmm. And they go, and then they find themselves like, this is really hard. Like, if I would have known it was going to be this hard, Lord, I'm not sure I would have raised my hand.
Yeah.
And I just want to speak to that, because like you were talking about history and trust mm-hmm. And you didn't say this, but abiding in that relationship with God. And so when we raise our hand and we say, send me, and I go, and it gets really hard. Like sometimes we think family members are going to go with us on this thing we were asked to do, or we have friends that are going to help us lead a group or go serve or do something. And then we kind of look around and maybe sometimes we're even alone in this.
Yeah.
So the question then is, how have you, when it got hard, you raised your hand, like, yep, I'll go. And it got hard to keep going, to keep on that mission. What has helped you persist in to keep, I'm not going to throw my hand down and turn and run, to keep going?
Keep my eye on what the mission is, because that's part of it. Sometimes that requires other people too. Yeah. Like I've got to tell somebody else.
Yeah.
And there are definitely times that I don't think it's appropriate to tell everyone what God is doing in my life personally or calling me to do. But there are also those times that it is very important that I do, and for accountability's sake, and also for those reminders sometimes, that are needed. And like I kind of mentioned, there's a difference between being sent somewhere and going somewhere. If I choose to go to, I don't know, like somebody's house to do something, to give them whatever, an envelope that contains some information, whatever. Mm. It's different if I am sent. Mm. But when I am sent with authority. I am sent with a mission with God's mission in mind, you know? Yeah, so
that's really good.
It's very different to just, I'm once again, I'm not walking in my own strength. I'm not on this mission by myself. It's not my mission.
Right.
It's his. And that's what I have to remember. And those are the things that help me to push through, like remembering one, what is the mission? It's not about me. Mm. It's not my own. It is his, you know, and he is worthy of this. He's worthy of my time. He is worthy of my attention. He is worthy of my submission to his will, whatever that may be.
Yeah. I want to pull a couple things out you said. It's really, really good. And I want to get back to that go versus sent thing as well, because that's solid. The first thing that I think you got to pull out is when it gets hard, we raise our hand, send me, Lord, and we go and we step out, whatever in that instance might be for you. The first thing is that helped you when it got hard is you remembered, or you knew, this is the overall mission.
Yeah.
This is, I had to put my eyes on what the bigger mission is, to remember that when it gets hard to go, okay, this is why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's so important. The second thing that you talked about is who has sent you. And and to go, okay, I remember that Jesus has sent me and he's worth it. And this is so worth it. And those things are certainly tied. And you mentioned another part of sometimes, certain times you have to not go alone to remember to bring other people with you.
Yeah.
And I think those things are really, really critical in doing this. Cause I think about when God has asked me to do something that I stepped out into it and it was tough, like planning this church. Or I remember the first time I went on the foreign mission field, I was scared to death and I went, and it was way harder than I even thought it was going to be the first couple trips I went on, physically, emotionally. It was tough. And if I had known those things, I don't think I would have raised my hand. Mm-hmm. So we kind of get in this thing where God calls us and we get in and we can go, ooh, I didn't realize it would be this tough. Yeah. But those things you brought up are what help us keep going.
Yeah.
And then I want to tie it to that go versus sent thing. In Matthew 28, when Jesus says, therefore go, the term is go, but it's different. He's sending us. It's his command that to go. So just like back here with Isaiah in the Old Testament, the Lord had a mission. It was his mission. And he was, whom shall I send to go represent me?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Isaiah going, hey, I'm going to go just do something for God.
Yeah.
It was ascending. And I think if for all of us as disciples of Jesus to think about this, he is looking for someone that he will send to go do his mission. And then it's to look at, well, what's the context of that? Is it, you know, serving somebody? Is it taking a meal to somebody? It's simple, basic things. Is it prayer for somebody? Is it forgiving someone? All of these different things that may come out in the kind of the living out of this, whom shall I send to go represent him?
Yeah.
And so often it's just such little things. It's everyday things. Because I don't want to skip over that and go, oh, well, it's a mission trip to, you know.
Right. It doesn't always look like that.
And so maybe for that person, Lori, if you can kind of give just a final encouragement that's maybe in that place right now, like they stepped out, they're going, it's been hard. They're hearing these things and they're considering, oh, I'm just going to go get back in line.
Yeah.
Kind of quitting or backing away or stepping back. Maybe just give a word of encouragement to that person that is struggling today.
Yeah. I think you just got to set your eyes back on the mission and what you have been called to do, what you're doing it for. What is your purpose? You know, one thing that Brandon, you say, and it's a struggle as well. It's good though. You say delayed obedience is still disobedience.
Yeah.
And that's something that I try to remember and I have to remind myself, you know, and going back to the way Isaiah responded, without hesitation, without even knowing exactly what he was going to be called to do. Like, cause later on is the mission described, like after he already said, send me.
Yeah.
He didn't know exactly what it looked like. So, remember, you know, as Christ followers, we are to be obedient to him, you know, and that requires sacrifice, that requires surrender of our own feelings and wants and desires. And he is worth it. And he knows far more than we ever know or could see. And so it takes trust. It takes remembering what your mission is and who you're doing it for, because it's not our mission.
That's right. That's right. And I would also just add this piece that today to remember that God is with you.
Yes.
He's right there. He was there with Isaiah. He's there with us. The Spirit of God. If you're a Bible believing follower of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God within you is with you. And even though at times we feel alone, feels dark and difficult, that God is right there with you.
Amen.
And to just remember that. And so, great discussion today, Lori. And I pray, you know, for you, for me, for all of us, that when the Lord says, hey, to step out and go, that we have the courage and we say, send me, Lord, here I am. Well, God bless you all and have a great week.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Get Real podcast today. My hope each and every week is that you're able to take the content, apply it to your life, that it becomes more of who you are and less of what you do, and that we live an intentional life together. If you're interested in supporting the work of ministry here at Real Life Texas, we'd like to invite you to do that by going to reallifetexas.org/give and supporting us today.